Miranda FM, stay pretty nice.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 19, Polokwane 22, Rustenburg 23 degrees. The DA says it will be filing a complaint with the Office of the Public Protector over the ANC's alleged abuse of public resources for election manipulation. The party has accused the ANC and its president, Cyril Ramaphosa, of manipulating South Africans by making promises about job creation using a taxpayer-funded scheme. Leader John Steenhuisen says during an ANC campaign event at the weekend, Ramaphosa promised 500,000 skilled training and job opportunities using a taxpayer funded scheme. The Aggenhof substation tripped this morning, affecting power supply to several areas. Operators are investigating the cause of the outage. Here's City Power's Isaac Mangena.
It affects customers in Alvida Park, Kibla Park, the old Kibla Park, South Fork, and the surrounding areas. The operators will be attending to this outage to investigate the cause, conduct repairs, and also ensure that the supply is restored to the customers.
The city of Tshwane has commenced with the water meter audit drive in Hammanskraal. This follows the recent launch of the Mogalix Water Package Plant project, which aims to ensure a clean water supply to residents of the Hammanskraal area by September. Here's Deputy Mayor Nasipi Moya.
It is important that the residents open their doors to our teams. This is how you identify our teams. They will be carrying a signed letter from the city of Tshwane indicating that this team is either contracted to conduct the audit or these are officials from our audit department.
Minister in the Presidency for Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, Moorapepene Ramagopa, says health trade relations remain instrumental in addressing poverty, inequality and unemployment. More than 60 Chinese invested enterprises took part in the 2024 job fair held at the Gallagher Convention Center in Gauteng yesterday. China is South Africa's largest global trading partner.
We are doing our part to create an enabling environment for businesses to come and invest, both foreign businesses and local businesses to come and invest in this project that we have of making sure that by 2030, unemployment rate would be so low that we won't realize that indeed there was unemployment in South Africa.
And the United Arab Emirates experienced torrential rainfall and flooding yesterday in what the government has described as the largest amount of rainfall in over 75 years. More than 142 millimeters of rain soaked Dubai over just 12 hours. Dubai International Airport recently crowded the second busiest airport in the world, diverted planes as its tarmac was underwater. I'm Chanel September, more news in Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh girl, I like you, I do. I wanna be a friend, go shopping in a Benz. I like you, I do. I hit you in a lane, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went over to France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. Oh girl, I know you only like it fancy, so I pull up in that Maybach Candy. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me, cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammy, hammy. Let's check a little dip, little lady. Hit PCH from Eddie. I like you, I do. I wanna be a friend, go shopping in a Benz. I like